Hymn number 69. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Everybody now. Oh, my eyes, that I may see. That's our prayer. Glimpses of truth. Bless in my hands the wonderful King that shall unclasp and set me, O Lord, side. Wait for thee, ready, my God, I will to see. Open hearts, illumine me, speak, hear it. Divine, open my ears that I may hear of truth thou sayest, and why the wave knows fall on my ear. Oh, everything false will be. Oh Lord, oh Santina, I wait for thee. Oh, ready, my Lord, I need to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, speak, hear it. Open my mouth and let me pray. And let me pray. Thy will to see. Open my eyes, spirit, live. My Father, my God, in this apostate age, where Christian faith has been bastardized by chaos that have invaded the church, grant us understanding of your way, Lord, that we will not be carried away by the doctrines of devils. Reveal the true Christ to us, that we shall not follow another Jesus. Give us the true gospel, that we shall not follow another gospel, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to position ourselves in these perilous times, Lord, that as we look forward to the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, may we be found in the faith of the apostles. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us tonight, Lord, as we go on in this wonderful period, the period of refreshing in your presence, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Just before you sit down, allow me also to prophesy for a few minutes. And let me conclude what I started in the last 2-3 services, remain standing as we read it as a text, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, the first sentence there. That is where I'm picking my text from. Remain standing, please. And let it be the scripture and the text. For a little exhortation I want to give us that will help us in our Christian journey. I want us all to chorus it together, that first sentence, the first sentence. Are we there? 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51. This is what Apostle Paul had to say. Shall we go? Behold, I show you a mystery. Say it again. Say it one more time. Sit down and listen to the mystery. Amen. We welcome all our visitors one more time. Some of you were not here the first day. We welcome others. We also welcome those who are watching us online. Wherever you are watching us from, we also welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is an international ministry. This is a worldwide ministry. So can we welcome all those around the world? Can we wave our hands to them? Say very loud. All over the world. God bless you wherever you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have, when we say a mystery is something that is hidden. It is mystery. It means it cannot be understood unless it is decoded for you. And I call God, one of his attributes that I know him, is that he is the great encoder. And whatever he encodes, he's the only one that can decode. It is that encoding that we call mystery. And he is the only one that can decode that mystery. And that decoding code is given to only his elect. Listen, church, this is very, very important. Christianity has been turned to something else. The faith that was once delivered to the saints has been turned to another thing entirely. And there is an unusual thing that is going on now in Christianity, emanating from Africa, Nigeria and the southern and eastern part of Africa. There is suddenly a new anointing, a phenomenon that is going on now. Anointing nyafu nyafu. Everywhere. And it is needful that we let the bride of Christ worldwide know what is happening. Are they here tonight, the bride of Jesus Christ? Can I see their hand up? If you are watching me also, can wave your hand in your sitting room, wherever you are, you're watching me. If you are a bride of Jesus Christ, then listen to me. God bless you. This message is not for everybody. This message is for those who are interested in going to heaven. And let me quickly tell you that when you want to look for a church that you can make become a member, if you want to really go to heaven, the first thing you should look for and confirm is confirm that the pastor is himself ready to go to heaven. Make sure you confirm that the pastor himself is interested in going to heaven. If the pastor does not want to go to heaven, then don't be a member of that church. Somebody who does not want to go to heaven, he will not lead you to heaven. How do you know? By their fruits, you will know them. A pastor that is earthbound, with his attention and his emphasis will be on earthly acquisitions. And a pastor that is heavenly bound will be pointing you to heavenly treasures. And when you come here, there is a pastor here that wants to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. And I must go to heaven. And I will take so many people along with me. How many of them want to go with me? Praise the Lord. I have tried to just to recap what we have been saying for the past three services. This mystery that I want to show you, among others, is fourfold. And they are truly mysteries that have been encoded and decoded only to the bride of Jesus Christ in this age. It's not known in any school of theology. It's not known in any Bible school. And doctors of divinity do not know it. A majority of Christendom do not know it. Number one mystery is found in Matthew chapter 7 verse 21. And it is a mystery. I have a market to sell. Amen. I want to sell a market. People don't understand that in Revelation chapter 13, when they say those that will take the mark of the beast, that they will neither buy nor sell. And they are thinking that, except you have the mark, they are thinking that it is only commerce to import spare parts and export gari. It's more than that. So the Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. So he's actually saying that except you have the mark, you will not be allowed to preach. So I have a market I want to sell tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number one, mystery, Matthew 7:21. Listen, not everyone that said unto me, Jesus Christ is the one saying, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But who? He that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 22. Many, he didn't say few. Many, plenty people will say to me in that day. Which day? There is going to be a reckoning day. All of you that say, God, call me, God, call me. It is written, for we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For every man shall give account of himself. What you did with that anointing that you received, all of us, we will give account of what we did with it. The next verse, 22. Many will say to me, in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful things? See the mystery here. And then will I profess unto them, Jesus will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. Mystery number one. Yes, that there are people that are casting out devils, doing mighty miracles, signs and wonders in the name of the Lord Jesus, not in the name of Olumba Olumba, not in the name of Hare Krishna, not in the name of Amayo Amadioha, not in the name of any other name, but in the name of Jesus, and mighty miracles, signs and wonders are happening, but Jesus does not know them. That is mystery number one. Hey. The whole world know them as mighty miracle workers. Crowd are pulling to them. Unknown to them. Although they are using the name of the Lord Jesus. For at the mention of that name, every knee bows. They are not using juju power. Listen, that is the mystery. They are not using occultic power. They are using genuine power of the Holy Ghost. Casting out devils. Doing miracles, signs and wonders. But look at the mystery. Things are happening in the name of the Lord Jesus. And people are calling them man of God. Man of God. Prophet. Prophet. Prophet doctor. Mighty man. And yet that Jesus does not know them. I show you a mystery. Hallelujah. I have explained it. Get the tape. In the tape stand. The first part of this message I preached. I explained that very well. I want to move forward. The second mystery is in Romans chapter 9 verse 6. Apostle Paul says, not as though the word of God has taken none effect, because in preaching the word, but they are not receiving revelation. They are not receiving conversion. No matter how preachers are preaching everywhere, you are preaching and it is entering, you just don't understand what is happening. Even in a church like this, Bride Assembly. Here, in this church, there are fornicators. 419, they come here. Liars are here. 419, they come here. Then they come here. Drunkards are here. Then they drink. Your neighbor feels the smell beer now for him out. Here. In a church like this, there are sisters that still wear trousers after service. They are inside their bag. Now they come out their earring. When they reach gate, put them there. Upon all that we show them in the scripture here. But some remove their trouser, remove their earring. But some again, instead, they even go and buy the latest one. Put it there after service. They go and wear their thing. No matter how you say it. That's the mystery. Verse 9 again. Chapter 9 verse 6. He said, not as though the word that I'm preaching, as if it has no effect. Because it has effect. Because some people are changing. Some people are changing. Hey, see the reason. For they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Hey. The reason is this. Hallelujah. It is not every Christian that is of Christ. Why do I not say so? Jesus is the chief shepherd. He said, my sheep hear my voice. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I tell you, Jesus said. It is because of your origin. Hey. It's because of your origin. Praise God. There are some people that we are born from Christian father and mother. Amen. In fact, the day they born themselves, now after the mama leave church, pastor pray for and finish, he born for road before he reach hospital. Amen. So every time, all their life, like church, every day they go to church, every day they go to church. And they hear the word of God. But change now, lie. As they come church, right from when they join youth fellowship, they were doing boyfriend, girlfriend. Why you think, say, now youth fellowship program, then they go. Now boyfriend, girlfriend, then they go meet. They grew up like that. No matter what they are preaching, you are wasting your time. But there is somebody else who may be a prostitute, who may be an armed robber, a drunkard, a drug addict. And one day he will come and hear the same thing. Just once. The same thing that all that one way in mama born and then they go to church every day. Then they go holiness believing church. Those who go to this holiness believing church, they are the worst hypocrites you can ever meet on earth. They are children. They are children. As soon as they leave the church environment, they go to university, they are the ones that lead cults. They are the ones that do all, but when they come home, they do like. But that prostitute will just come one day and hear the same thing that those other ones have been hearing all these years. But once only here, he will break down, start to cry, and then give her life to Christ. And be serious and be genuine over it. What is the difference? Their origin makes the difference. And their origin starts from the foundation of the world. They are called God's own elect. Wherever they are, the day they jam the word of the master, their papa, there is something already inside of them. Hallelujah. When they receive that light, it breaks them down. Therefore, don't think because somebody is a prominent church worker, he may even be a preacher, a minister, an evangelist, whatever it is, a wonderful singer. And therefore, you expect that when they are at that level, they should be. I'm saying this so that you will not be disappointed when you see certain people do certain things contrary to your expectations. Not all Christians are of Christ. It's a mystery. I have also explained that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Number three mystery. Go and get the tape. You see it. There is a very serious fact, and it's a mystery. Number three is that, is it number three or number four? Number three is that God can deceive a man so that that man will follow that deception and be destroyed. It's in the Bible. God can deceive a man. God can deceive. And there are many Christians today that are under that spirit of delusion. That's what the Bible calls it. God himself deludes them to make them believe a lie because they have no love for truth, but they have pleasure in unrighteousness. The Bible says so. Therefore, he gives them over to a delusion to make them believe a lie. So that in believing that lie, since they don't want truth, they will follow that lie and go and be destroyed. What does he use? One of the things he uses is the anointing. It's the anointing. That is why I told you, I say, be careful that you call any anointing anywhere of the devil. Don't say. That is why I said it before, and I'm going to say it now again. The anointing that TB Joshua is using is a genuine anointing from God. The anointing that Jeremiah in Warri is the latest now, that is manifesting, is a genuine anointing from God. Oyakilome is anointed from God. Oyedepo is anointed from God. Adeboye is anointed from God. Olukoya is anointed from God. Lazarus Omoka is the most anointed among all of them. And his anointing is from God. I abuse him. I talk anything bad. Praise God. I don't abuse anybody. That anointing is from God. We know better. But that anointing, listen. When God calls a man, the Bible says, he calls every one of us according to his purpose. Did he call Peter? Did Jesus call Peter? I'm telling you a mystery. It's a mystery we're telling you now. So that you will not be carried away by anything. We are grounded. I said, did Jesus himself, did he call Peter? Eh? He called Peter. The same Jesus. Is he not the one that called Judas? Did Jesus call Judas? Eh? I'm telling you something that you will not see in a bookshop. That's why I'm saying it here. Taking advantage of all of you that came from different churches. What brought you here is to put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One of the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6 is the breastplate of righteousness. And what is the other one of truth? What did he call it? The shield of faith, breastplate of righteousness, and there's another one for truth. No. You don't know Bible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with what? What is it that you will tie in your loins? Truth. So that your sokoto will not fall off. And your nakedness will be seen. So guard about yourself with what? Truth. That is what I'm giving you now. It's truth. And those who love truth, they will love what I am saying. But those who are ordained to be deluded, when they see me, they will say, this man, just they criticize. Every preacher is a critic. You are criticizing one thing or the other. The greatest critic I know is deeper life and choosing. If you are wearing trousers, you are having more than two wives, you cannot go to heaven. So he's criticizing polygamists. Is he not the critic? Somebody is enjoying his four wives. You are saying he will go to hell. He should put away three. Is he not criticizing him? So we are many. Praise the Lord.